Hey friends, welcome back to the show with Dr. Nick Wilson, me and Dr. Tracy Gross. And we are doing a continuation of our last conversation, and this is about who owns your health.
When you decide who owns your health, then you can take control and have responsibility over your health outcomes.
This is one that I would highly recommend you share with your friends, family, someone you know or love, because this is a way we can reach more people. I hope you enjoy this episode about who owns your health. I had mentioned something about these nerves don't just go down your leg and cause pain. Mm-hmm. These nerves also go to organ systems.
Yes. That is one of the most important things that we talk about in our clinic and when we see patients. I think that's typically when I see light bulbs come on in people's faces because a lot of people don't realize that, yes, your nervous system controls everything, but it controls literally everything. It controls your organs as well. Most people come to the chiropractor because they have pain, right? Mm-hmm. But when people do start to take their health seriously and they start to take care of their spine and their nervous system in a way that they maybe haven't before, that's when their health really transforms. And it's because exactly what you said, the nerves go to organs too. So really that's the key to health. If we want to be 100% healthy, if we want to be as close to 100%, like we were talking about on that dynamic scale, then we have to be looking at the nervous system. Mm-hmm. Someone who immediately comes to mind for me. I was actually just talking with her earlier last week, and when she came in, she was a totally different person than who I was talking to last week. I remember meeting with her, and she was so frustrated is the best word. She was really discouraged because she had terrible headaches. She was basically living off of Excedrin and ibuprofen, kind of like taking it like candy, really. And she'd been doing this for 20 years.
20 years.
20 years, yep.
Can you imagine? I mean, I know this is the norm for a lot of people, but just take a step back. Why is that normal?
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah. Again, a common but not normal. I get it. But like that right there is absolutely insane to be taking a pharmaceutical product for 20 years and it's just kind of the normal thing.
Yeah. And 20 years of her life meant that that was the vast majority of her children's life, all of her grandchildren's life. She's been sick. She's been dealing with these headaches. So how well do you think she was experiencing and enjoying her life with her family?
Yeah, that's not mom and grandma at that point. That's a different person. When you're in pain, you're a different person than who you are when you're not.
Right, right. So we went over her x-rays. We talked about a plan on how to get this corrected. Originally, she was hesitant because she felt like she didn't have the time to take care of herself. But I mean, I hear that all the time. And the fact of the matter is, if you don't make time for your health now, you're going to have to make time for sickness later. And she was already far down that road. She was already having to make time for her sickness. So she decided that it was time to take care of herself. She realized the impact that it had on her family and that she couldn't show up for soccer games and baseball games for her grandchildren. So she wanted to change that. And the idea was, I have headaches. I'm going to get chiropractic care. It's going to help the headaches go away.
Mm-hmm. Just correct the headaches. For a lot of people, that's even right. Mind-blowing. You can correct headaches. Right. You know, that whole idea. But, oh, by the way, we don't. Your body does. Mm-hmm. But it just happens to work very, very well when you have headaches and you also have a problem, especially in the neck or the upper neck. That area a lot of times will cause headaches as one of the symptoms.
Right. And the best thing about the way the body was made is that it knows all of the things that need to be corrected. So we talk about chiropractic care, and the idea that she had was chiropractic care will help correct my headaches. Mm-hmm. But her body knew that there were a lot of other things going on too. And so getting the nervous system to be functioning at 100% or as close to 100% as possible helped her not only heal her headaches, but I was just talking to her last week and she said that in 3 months, she started care back in January. She's lost 13 pounds. She had just come from her annual physical with her medical doctor, and he was able to help her decrease medications, completely get off of 3 different medications, including metformin for diabetes, which everyone tells you, like, once you get diabetes, you take that for the rest of your life. No, she reversed her diabetes simply by taking care of her nervous system, changing the way that she ate, decreasing toxins in her life. She's done all of these things that people would deem impossible. But the best part is that it's just because her body knows how to heal better.
I loved how you said she reversed her diabetes, mm-hmm. because she's the one who owned her health. She's the one who took responsibility. Yes, did she show up, and yes, did she get adjusted? Yes, did she do her home exercises? Yes, did we participate in all of that? But we were the guide. She's the hero in the story.
Right.
Right? She's mm-hmm. the hero here. Mm-hmm. She's the one who took ownership over this, because not everyone does. There are certain people who just want to, I don't know, want health passively. You know, mm-hmm. they want a pill or they want to lay on a table. We live in a microwave society, and that's not how it works, right? That's not how you build health over time. Mm-hmm. If you're going to reverse something, like if you are going to reverse something like diabetes, oh, by the way, many times type 2 diabetes is reversible. And I say many times just for that caveat, for that one person out there who has this mm-hmm. like rare genetic condition, who's going to email me and get mad at me, right? So the idea though, is that you get, you take responsibility over it. Mm-hmm. You develop your, like, yes, we can help guide this and find out what's causing your problem and help you to remove the interference to the nervous system to allow your the body to function at its best. But your body does the work, and you're the one who is responsible for your healthcare mm-hmm. ultimately.
Right. And she is the perfect example of what we were talking about last time, a reactive versus proactive approach to health. She has made this transformation in 3 months from a reactive way of thinking of taking medications for 20 years for headaches versus proactive, where now she is creating different recipes and trying to figure out ways to make food that coincides with a lifestyle that is eating God food and not man food. And actually, she said that she was working on a recipe for advanced plan, which is the max living eating guidelines, advanced plan bread. She said she tried it and it was terrible, but when she figures it out, she'll bring in some bread. But what I love about that is that not only has she bolstered her own spirit and developed confidence in her body, but she's also proactively working to help other people do the same. She's trying to put together recipes so that other people can eat healthy and get their health back too.
When you get healthy, your attention moves from yourself to other people. Isn't that amazing? Because mm-hmm. disease is selfish. Mm. You know, like sickness and hurting. I mean, you become very inward, mm-hmm. very introspective of, hey, my problems, my issues, I can't be my best because of my struggles. And it's very me, me, me. Unintentionally, it's not like this, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like, when you're sick, that you are actually a selfish person. It's you can't live your life mm-hmm. because you're in pain.
Yeah.
You're struggling.
Imagine how incredible our community would be, how much more love and joy there would be in our individual communities if everyone was healthy. Mm.
I mean, because health affects everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you don't have your health, you lose everything.
Right.
That's why when we say things like, you and I say things like, what is your greatest asset? We'll ask patients this sometimes. What is your greatest asset? Because I want to hear what they think. Like, my greatest asset is my car, you know, mm-hmm. My house, it's all paid off. I've got a 401k, it's built up. I've got this much money in the bank, you know, but what is your greatest asset? Mm-hmm. I'm not asking how much money you have in the bank. I'm not asking what you think is the most valuable asset that you have monetarily. I'm asking, what is your greatest asset? Because when you lose your health, what do you lose? You lose everything. Mm-hmm. How are your relationships when you lose your health? Mm-hmm. Right? You say, my greatest priority and asset is my relationship with God. Great. I agree. But when you lose your health, how well do you serve God? Mm-hmm. How well are you serving others? You know, so health is really at the center of everything that we do, and it affects everything in every one of us, our being, our physical life, and how we experience life. Mm-hmm. So your greatest asset in your life is actually health, because when you lose your health, you lose everything. But when you gain your health, you gain everything. That's life without limitations. Mm-hmm. That's freedom. to live your life and pursue the things that you feel called to pursue in your life because you don't have those limitations.
So how many people are walking around outside right now? People that we know, people that we love, and they're living life with limitations and maybe they don't even know it. That's the exact reason why all across the country, all across North America, Max Living offices are doing Friends and Family Week. So Friends and Family Week, it's super exciting. It's the best opportunity to bring the people that you love, the people that you care about, into a new way of thinking about health, whether they're dealing with issues, pain, dysfunction, diseases, or they just want to be healthy. They just want a new way to approach their health. This is the greatest opportunity to get them plugged into the Max Living lifestyle. So
at a discounted rate too.
At a discounted rate. Yes. Yes.
So that's exam. That's, you know, x-rays if they're necessary. And typically it's one fee, but it's way less than that for this very special week. It's a way to honor your friends and family with the gift of health.
Yes. So contact the Max Living office nearest you. Every office is going to be a little bit different, but if you contact them, they'll fill you in on the details. And that way you can give the people that you love the greatest gift ever, which is their health back.